confession to make. I feel like an imposter. I didn't grow up memorizing Bible verses, and I didn't become a believer until I was 30. And yet, I'm standing here before you to teach. Not because I know more about the Bible than you do, but because my personal understanding of the Word of God has grown exponentially since using Blue Letter Bible consistently for the past 3 years. Oh, I still can't blurt out specific verses without looking them up first. And my mind still goes blank whenever Pastor Sean says, go to this verse and you should already know why I'm sending you there. Today, I'll be having us do something really boring. I'll be having us do something really boring, which is a game show and living it up with BLB and the Word of God. What? Scream if you're with me. Ladies and ladies, welcome to Blue Letter Bible. Click, search, and you will find Amangela Greenberg, and that will be your game show host. Yay.
Oh my goodness. I love it.
Thank you, ladies. First, I would like to pray before I forget. I know this is very important because Blue Letter Bible is just a tool. We need God to give us the understanding anytime we are in His Word. It doesn't matter what we use. Father, Lord, we love you. You are the one almighty God. Please, Lord, use me to guide these beautiful ladies here today to help them to get to know you, to fellowship with you, and to get closer to you. Be with us, so that they may learn how to gain understanding according to your word through the use of Blue Letter Bible. Just use me, Father. You know I can't do this on my own. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Oh my gosh, I'm crying already. All right, ladies, these are the three things we'll be doing today. We're going to do an audience warm-up where you're going to show me what you already know. I know it's after lunch, so I was like, we need to do something to keep them awake, right? The next thing is game show prep. I'm going to teach you and demonstrate the basic use of BLB. And then towards the end, we're going to do a game show. I already picked four team captains. So the team captains, you decide to tell them whenever you want, who's the team players in your team. So last I counted, there were 12, but I know a couple more people showed up. So there's probably gonna be three or four people in your team. But don't worry about it until we actually start the game, okay? So the goal today is to get into the Word using BLB as one of your resources. So audience warm up, get ready. The purpose is to show me what you already know. All right, raise your hand if you've used Blue Letter Bible before, whether the app or the website. Oh, all right. How about never used it before? Never, ever? Didn't even just heard about it? Or okay. All right. Okay. This gives me an idea what I'm looking at. All right, so Blue Letter Bible, you can type it as blueletterbible.org, blb.org. Or you can go to the apps tools or the app stores to download the app. I'll give you a little bit more detail about what it is here in a minute, but I wanna know more about you again regarding the onboarding survey of BLB. So for those people who have used it, have you used the search functions only? Raise your hand. Search functions only, if you've used BLB. How about Bible tools? Raise your hand, okay? Who has an Android app on their phone already? Android BLB app already on your phone?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
All right. And then how about iOS? Cool. Okay. So we got three or four people. All right. So first question. Who started BLB and where? Stand up if you think it's a pastor and wife couple in Georgia. Stay seated if you think it's a small group of Christians in Southern California. Everybody sitting down? Oh, you got it right! Small group of Christians in Southern California. So they got together November 3rd, 1995. It was a small group of Christians in SoCal, and they decided a new venture needs to happen where they put the Bible on the internet. And do you know why it's called Blue Letter Bible? Don't say it all at once.
It's
the
blue,
links to the Bible are blue. The links to the Bible are blue. That's fine. Super easy, right? Okay, that's clue. That's an answer in the game show. All right, so their goal was to accelerate the in-depth study of God's Word. And how did they do that? They launched, and now you got to tell me, question number two, when did BLB launch? The website itself. They didn't have an app yet, but the website. If you think it's March 1996, 4 months later, stand up. If you think it's November 1997, 2 years later, stay seated. Oh, you guys just don't want to stand up. Oh my gosh. All right. If you stood up, you would have been right. 4 months later. How quick is that? They got together 4 months later. They're like, hey, let's launch this thing. Let's go. Right? All right, so when did BLB launch? It launched in March 1996. They had a King James translation, a concordance, a lexicon, the treasure of scripture knowledge, and a small library of commentators. So it was a very small website, but you know what? They thought, we gotta start somewhere, right? It's not as robust as Word is now, but that's where they started. Okay. Question number three, how much would physical resources contained in BLB cost and weigh if you bought them? If you think it's over $1,500 and over 100 pounds, stand up. If you think it's under 500 and over 200 pounds, stay seated. Yeah! Awesome. Over $1,500 and over 100 pounds is what you would have spent. And be carrying around if you bought all the resources that are within BLB. And on top of that, that's not all they have. They have other resources on top of that that you can't buy anywhere else. So what a great deal, right? Okay, so here's the cost and weight comparison. On the left side, physical books, as you can see, over $1,500, over $100, but BLB is free to access or download. Plus, they have other resources you can't purchase. They do take ads from people, so they, I don't know whether they have to be Christian businesses or not, but they do have ads, and they take donations. They also have a CD version available. If for some reason you're going on vacation, you don't have access to Wi-Fi, they will send you a CD, which is kind of limited, but is better than nothing, right? So I actually heard Pastor Sean say when he was deployed a little while back, when he was still in the Army, he ordered a CD so he can listen in while he's deployed, where he doesn't have Wi-Fi. All right, cost and weight breakdown. This is the backbone of Blue Letter Bible, and this is how much and how much the resources weigh. And I looked them up through christianbook.com. It has an interlinear Septuagint, Greek New Testament, Strong's Exhaustive Concordance, lexicons, Treasury of Scripture Knowledge, English translations, other language translations, and 10 Bible dictionaries. So what's the difference? It's free and it fits on your lap or in the palm of your hand. Okay, why is it such an amazing resource? One, it's Bible-centered. It's got powerful study tools, quick and easy search functions, personalized experience. You don't have to have an account to use it, but you do need an account if you want to use it on your phone and then transfer to your computer and use the same settings that you already have. So for example, if you decided you preferred a New King James on your phone and you have an account, then it'll automatically recognize that that's your account and it'll automatically save all your preferences there. But if you don't have an account, you'll have to keep re-updating your preferences. Does that make sense? Okay. All right, why should I use BLB? Well, as you guys know, to love God is to call to a union with Him daily. He is our daily bread. So are we assuming that's correct? We need to be in the Word daily with Him. We are to have intimate and fellowship with God in His Word and to know Him and to grow in Christ-likeness. We're not supposed to be smart sinners. We're supposed to get to know Him so that we will become more like Him and to follow His example. How do we practice something that we don't know, right? Mm-hmm. So raise your hand if you've ever had a problem where you felt like, I know I need to be in the Word, but I gotta put it off because I have no time for it. It feels like a task or a chore for me. I know I'll be the first one to say that, right? So here's the thing. One of the things that I realized about Blue Letter Bible, the more I use it, the more I feel like it becomes more satisfying to use, because the stuff that I end up learning without even digging too much even. So let's say if I looked up a word and I found out in Greek or Hebrew what it means, I already felt like, oh my gosh, I learned something. You know what I mean? Even though it only took me 5 minutes, right? You still got in the Word, didn't you? It's better than nothing. Even if it's just a little bite. And then guess what? When you have a little bite the next day, you're like, that was so good yesterday. I think I'm gonna have more tomorrow. And that's what happened to me. I didn't all of a sudden read a bunch of chapters all at once. I started with one verse at a time, or even hearing Pastor Sean say a word, and then I look it up. You know what I mean? All right, so just to reiterate, what I've discovered is that because BLB helps to accelerate in-depth study, spending time with God becomes a very satisfying thing to do. And that's from my own personal experience. So next, game show prep. You guys ready for some instruction? You guys need to stay awake because I'm going to have some questions from the game show, okay? All right, so the purpose is to teach and demonstrate basic use of BLB. I'm going to give you guys an option. You guys can learn something that's easy to moderate or challenging today, but based on the onboarding survey, I'm feeling you guys want easy and moderate, and it's okay.
Yes, we do.
All right. So what I want you guys to do, what I want you guys to do is go ahead and scan the QR code, and it will automatically create an email that will request for me to send you a copy of this presentation. So I'll be going over option one, and then when you get home, maybe not as soon as you get home, when I get home, I'll send you a copy or give you a link to the location. Or if you want, if it's easier for you, you can just write down your email and I'll email it to you to your email address.
Why is it asking me to show in the app store?
If it's not working for you, just write down your email address on this sticky. Who needs to write down their email address?
Sorry about that.
You need to.
Well, I have it going, so I'm not
sure. Maybe this might be a better one. Sorry. Here, I'll take this one. If you could just pass that around. And I'll email you a copy of the presentation.
So what do you want to do with the TikTok?
Oh.
Yeah, say that in here.
Okay. Say again. Oh, sorry.
What's the difference between app and mobile?
I will be showing you that. Good question. Oh, you can pass it to who needs to write down their address, email address. Okay, I'm gonna go on to the next page, to the next slide. So these are the features that on the left side are feature names. And then the app, if you can see limited, the app has limited features compared to the mobile layout and the full layout. So the mobile layout and the full layout is the same thing, except the layout changes when it recognizes that you have a smaller screen. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So the mobile and the full, you don't have to download. You just go to the address, blb.org. And then the app is the one that you do have to download, but it has limited capabilities, as you can see. It has limited capabilities for daily reading and devotionals. It has limited search capabilities, limited copy options, and limited commentaries. So everything else it has, besides the maps and hymns, it doesn't have that at all. Other study resources, the app doesn't have that at all, and the multiverse is not there as well. So if you want to do a really deep study, go to either the mobile site or the full site. The only thing they don't have are Bible scrolling, which the app does have. Does that sound right to you guys? I mean, is that clear? So for the demos that I have an app demo that's easy, and in the mobile demo that's moderate, and then the challenging level is using the full website. So you guys have decided you're doing easy to moderate then, right? Yes?
Easy.
Yeah. All right, so option one, once we're done with option one, you would have learned how to grow in knowledge of God at a basic level with BLB, as well as get Pastor Sean's sermons. Mm-hmm. Option two will allow you to learn how to become an effective Berean at a basic level, just shows you how to do a study using the full website. So, but either choice will allow you to use BLB, and it will improve your personal understanding of the Word of God through the use of BLB. What are your questions before we start? Nobody?
Okay.
So, as with any study, even if it's just looking up a word or just one verse, remember that the Holy Spirit is in you, and that's one of the things I'm working on to remember. It's not just knowledge that I'm trying to know so that I know what everybody's talking about, but because we are getting to know the Lord and who He is, and so that we can live how He wants us to live and to be obedient to Him. So one of the things that I recommend for all of us is to pray for the Holy Spirit to open the scriptures, open your heart to truth, and give us the enjoyment to know Him. Because I'm telling you right now, I used to think reading the Bible was so boring. Now I'm like, I can't wait, it's so fun. I mean, I'm serious. It's like a puzzle. Wow, He said that? I didn't know that. Wow, this is connected to this. It's so fun. I mean, I know I sound like a geek right now or a nerd, but that's how I feel right now. Whenever I get into the Word, it's so exciting. What's God have for me today? It's a puzzle that He's helping me figure out, but He's giving me this information is what I feel like, okay? So remember, it doesn't matter how awesome BLB is, true understanding only comes from God. So we're going to go with option. I don't know why my mouse is not working. Okay, well, I'll just do it. Option one. All right, daily reading, quick study. This demo level is easy. Our objective is to grow a knowledge of God. Like, I'll be using the Android app for demo. Their iOS app is very limited and it's not fully developed. And you can actually do a daily study using the website version, but it does require an account. So this is what the full website looks like. If you want to do a devotional or sign up for their subscription where you have to sign up for an account, this is where you go. Go to menu, devotionals, and then at the bottom right is daily Bible reading program, and it'll walk you through how to do it. And if you need help, just go to blb.org/daily Bible reading.
Are the accounts free as well?
Yes, okay. The accounts are free. Just input a username, password, and whatever information they require. All right, so this is the splash page. As like I said, this is an Android app. This is what I use. So this is what it looks like to me with my Android app. So if you have an iOS app, it's not going to look like this. And it's more limited. The Android app actually saves where you're at, but the iOS, I read that it won't save where you're at. It'll let you read, but it won't let you go back to where you left off at. Okay, so you go to the menu, click on that. It'll take you to the menu and click on Daily Reading. It'll take you to eight Bible reading plans. The one that I'm signed up for is the blended plan for 1 year. And when you click subscribe, it will confirm that you want to subscribe. And then you just click subscribe, and it'll take you and tell you that you've subscribed. You can go ahead and start reading, or you can unsubscribe. Mm-hmm. So we click subscribe. And then at the very top, it has check mark buttons. For you to check off what you've read. And this is really cool because if you decide you don't want to read using Blue Letter Bible, but you still want to keep track of what you're reading, you can use your regular physical Bible and then check it off and then just keep going back to it. But what I do, I actually read from Blue Letter Bible app. So one other cool thing about Blue Letter Bible, while you're reading, you don't have to keep scrolling. You click on the two down arrows, and it'll let you scroll all by itself, and you can actually adjust the speed based on how fast you're reading or how slow you want to read under the settings from the menu. And if you click on the audio Bible button on the bottom left, it'll open up a little pop-up thing here. You can select which narrative you want to hear. I just click on the drop down. Also, as you can see, I actually have two parallel Bibles that are showing up. You can adjust that under Menu and Bibles, just in case you're wondering. So you can change your translation or have two parallel Bibles right next to each other. So for here, I like to pick New King James Dramatized because I like how it sounds like a soap opera radio thing. You know, like all the old like shows on radios. I know I'm dating myself, but I've heard those before growing up and stuff, and that's what it sounds like. They actually act out the narratives in the Bible. So you click that and you click play.
The first book of Moses called Genesis.
So you can listen and read at the same time if you want, or you could be doing something and listening.
The earth was without form and void, and darkness.
And then you can press pause. And then when you get to the bottom of the chapter, you just check off a checkbox. And basically says, you know, I read it. I'm done with that one. And then if you forget to read the other chapter, check off the other chapters, there's a button at the very bottom where you check them off as mark all is read. And then you're done with this one. Wasn't that easy? I told you it was easy.
Mm-hmm. I think my app is not the same as mine. I do have a
Do you have the Android?
You have an Apple.
Apple is different. Yes.
But now, to do what you just did, you need an account.
Mm-hmm. To do what I just did, that's with my Android app.
Plan?
Yeah, but if you do a reading plan on the website, you need an account.
Okay.
But with the Android app, you don't.
Oh, okay.
And then the iOS app, the Apple app, won't even let you save.
Oh, you can't do a reading.
You can do a reading, but you won't let you keep track of what you've read. I think they said they're still developing that Apple app. Okay, so this demo level is moderate. The objective is to get Pastor Sean's sermons. Raise your hand if you've ever been at Pastor Sean's and you're like, how did you do that? I wonder. That's me. That's how I got into Blue Letter Bible, because it bring up Greek or Hebrew, and I'm like, how do you do that? It's so cool. You know, I know I'm easily amused. So I remember looking stuff up, going home, and then before I knew it, I'm like looking stuff up, even when he's not bringing stuff up, because it's so cool to find out, wow, I didn't know that meant that. So I'm going to use one of his sermons from July 7th, sermon from John 7, 25, 26, slides 21, 22. I'm going to show you about a one-minute snippet.
Now, interestingly enough, and I learned this week, I don't know why, I've never saw this before, I love learning new things. The word Messiah right here in John 1:41 is not the word Christos. It's actually a different Greek word, and it's only found twice in the entire New Testament. I didn't even know that. If I did know it, I forgot it. So G33:23 is the word Messiah, and it comes from the Hebrew origin of our Messiah, but it's different from Christos. Do you see that? How it has the M right here, down here, or the M right here, instead of the X for the word Christ. It's only used twice. So the Anointed One, the Messiah, the Christos, is the one Yahweh has chosen, designated, and set aside to do his will.
Okay, so from John 1:41, Messiah means Christ. He said there are two different Greek words used in that verse. So he's pointing to Messiah, which is actually Messias, which is Greek, G33:23, which is of a Hebrew origin, H4899, and it's not the same as Christos, which is Christ, G5547. And he said it only shows up twice in the New Testament, and he's talking about G33:23. So I'm going to show you how he looked that up. So that right there was my question when he was giving the message, and I said, why is it important to bring up the difference? I mean, like, Messiah is Christ, right? But when I went home and looked it up, I see what he was saying. I'm going to show you why it was important to bring that up. So on the mobile site, it'll recognize if you have a smaller screen, you go to the website, that's the only time the mobile site will show up, and it's basically a layout of the website. It's the same website, the full website, is just a different layout. So you go to the same website, just different layout based on how big your screen is. So if you're on your computer, the default is usually the desktop, but if you have a small tablet, it'll show up with the mobile layout. So I'm showing at the bottom there, desktop, that's the full layout. So this example right here with the bigger screen, that's what's going to show up if you're on the mobile layout. It's still the same website, just different layout. I know I'm repeating myself because I want to make sure you guys are clear. It's the same website, different layout based on the screen size that you're using. So you click on menu and you will see it'll default to mobile if your screen is smaller than the regular desktop. And that's what it looks like. So I typed in Messiah, then you click go. And you can see that it says it happens two times in two verses in King James. And the default for the database to search is the whole Bible, okay? So out of the whole Bible, it returned two. Didn't he say it shows up twice in the New Testament? So you're going to assume it's in the New Testament, right? Wrong. It's actually in Daniel, right? So now you're wondering, well, what happened to that? Isn't it in the New Testament twice? So we're going to go to the other books, the other translations. Let's see what they say. So the other translations have either a two or more than four or more than that number. So there's a disconnect between different translations, right? You can also go to the by book. So remember, we're on King James, as you can see at the top. And it's confirming in King James, this word only shows up in Daniel twice, not in the New Testament. So we're going to go up and go to advanced options. This option, I was so upset when I found out how it works, because I've been using Blue Letter Bible, searching the whole Bible, and I didn't know that I can filter my search. So here you can actually filter the search. click the drop down, and you can just pick, hey, I want to find this word in the New Testament, or even just in the Pentateuch, or just the major prophets. You can also, book to book, hey, I only want to look up Matthew to Revelation, or Matthew to John. And then also, the other option is, you can even type in your options. You can say, oh, I only want to look through John 1 through John 5. That would have saved me a lot of time, because I remember just sifting through, like, I know, I'm a geek. So I've sifted through like maybe 30 to 40 pages before, trying to go to the very end of whatever I'm looking for. But this saves a lot of time just filtering the books, or even just the verses, or just the chapters you're looking through. Because if you know what you want to look for, at what book or what verses, then this is very helpful. So you selected the New Testament, click go. And then it confirms there's no Messiah in King James. How is that? How is it that there's no Messiah in King James? And as you can see, before filtering, Darby was there, and now it's not there either. So both Darby and King James are not showing Messiah. So I'm just going to pick one, bless you, that shows more than two, because we know there's at least two. So here in the NASB, the one that I picked is showing six. I click Strong's. Strong's is showing, actually, when you click Strong's, that will show the number of the word that's in the concordance. They number the words so we know where we can look them up in certain parts of the Bible. So for your information, Strong's only shows up for King James, NASB, LSB, Septuagint, and the Morphological Greek New Testament, and Textus Receptus. So basically, the original languages, NASB and King James, is the only time you can use the Strong's checkmark. So here in the NASB, it shows that there are six times that it shows up in the NASB, the Messiah, six times. If you look at G5547, and also G3323, they're using two different words, right? Messiah and the other Greek word, Messiah. And yet, the same word, G5547, they're calling it Christ. Do you see it? Mm-hmm. On the red ones, four of them are Messiah, two are Christ, but it's the same word. So the translators decided to translate the same word two different ways. It's the same Greek word, but they translated it two different ways. And that's why Pastor Sean said, this Messiah is actually a different Greek word, because it wasn't consistent within the translation. So Christos in this translation shows that Christos is actually Messiah and Christ, but then Messiah is Messiah, which creates the confusion if you don't know what you're looking at. But when you look it up, then you'll know what you're looking at, and you'll know the difference. So if we click on one of these words, G3323, we'll get to the page that Pastor Sean was at. You can also type in G3323 into the search box. So if you know, oh, I know this word, the Strong's number is G3323, you can search it through the search box and it'll take you directly to this page. And G stands for Greek and H stands for Hebrew. These are the definitions, anointed. Another thing that I want to bring up to you guys, Christos, in other translations, they don't actually say Christ. They say anointed one. So if you go through and do this same thing, you'll find that some translations don't say Christ. They say anointed one instead of the word Christ. So isn't that interesting? Different translations do different things, and you won't find out unless you dig through the specific words from the original language. So Messiah, and then I'm going to quickly show you that BLB has 35 Bible translations you can pick from. 19 are English translations, 4 are original languages, and there are 12 other languages that you can pick from if you want to either listen to them or read them, or just go through and compare translations. So here I'm picking Oh, I wanted to point this out. LXX means Septuagint, which is the Greek translation of the Hebrew Old Testament. So the Old Testament is in Hebrew. Obviously, you guys know that. But the Septuagint is the Greek translation. And according to Pastor Sean, and that makes sense, because they refer to the Bible based on the words in Greek. The apostles referred to the Septuagint because they were speaking Greek, right? Most of them probably still spoke Hebrew, but they refer to the Greek Old Testament when they talk about it in the passages that they're in. So, King James. And here, as you can see, it says twice in the Textus Receptus, which means it does show up there. But look at what they call it. They call it Messias. That's why it wasn't in the New Testament, right? So what Pastor Sean was pointing out in the same thing, the Darby's doing the same thing. It makes it sound like Messiah isn't there, but they're actually using the original word Messias. So what Pastor Sean was saying, it would have been more accurate to translate Messias to Messiah and Christos to Christ. But some translations call it something else. Some call Christos as anointed one. Some call Christos as Messiah, which creates an assumption that it's all the same word, but it's not. I know that's a long way of doing it, but I wanted to show you some features for getting there. All right, so bonus, advanced search. This is another one that I found out not too long ago that is really helpful. So if you're looking for a passage that has both Jesus and Christ, type in a Boolean search, Jesus and Christ. That way it'll look up both words. But if you want to find a passage, so it'll show a secondary tab that shows up after you put in more than one word. So if you only look up one word, it'll look up just that word. But if you use Boolean words, it's actually a command to tell the database. So you're basically saying, look up, give me the verses that have Jesus and Christ, and then it'll return that search. But if you want to look up a verse that only has Jesus but not Christ, it'll return the verses that have Jesus but not Christ. Does that make sense? Okay. And then if you type in Jesus or Christ, it'll return both Jesus and Christ. All the verses that have both of the, either or that word or the other word. So obviously you'll have more returns for that search.
Where is the advanced search?
Oh, I'm just calling that advanced search because when you search, you have to know the Boolean words. So So the Boolean words are and, not, or, and they have to be in uppercase. Otherwise, the database is going to think you're looking for the word and.
What is
it? It's just a database name for
a
command.
In capital letters.
Yes, it has to be in capital letters because if you don't, the database will look for the word and it'll look for the word not. It'll look for the word or. But if you capitalize it, it'll go, okay, you're telling me what to do. Look for this and this. Look for that or that. So that's how it recognizes that you're telling it what to do. All right, so more advanced search. Messiah with the wild card. So since we didn't know about Messiahs beforehand, if you type in Messiah asterisk, it'll return everything that has a wild card at the end of that. So Messiah asterisk will return both Messiah with an H and Messiah with an S. And then the wildcard tab will show up to show you all the results that could ever show up for those words. And then the other one is you can put specific phrases, Jesus the Christ, and it'll return verses that have that specific phrase with quotation marks. And then you can go crazy with this and go Christ and this or that and this, and it'll return whatever you want to do with it. As long as it sounds logical to the database, it'll return what you want it to do. So, all right, so this ends this demo. The advanced challenging level is part of this, and I will email it to you. You know what this means. Do you see the highlight? All right, so we're ending the study, and we're allowing God to implement this in our life. We're not, like I said, we're not just people who are learning about God just to know more about God, but we are learning more about God so that we get to know Him and to be more like Him. So enter Bible study time with God on your mind and in your heart. Ask for help to carry His word with you. Ask to go out in the world living it. I know I need help with that. You know, like it's great and all to be in the word every day and you're like, oh, this is so cool, I'm learning so much. But then if we're not exercising or actually doing what we're learning, it doesn't really matter to God, because then we're glorifying ourselves rather than Him. All right. So remember, it's not truly an end time with God, but it's actually the beginning. So next is the game show. The purpose is to review what you've learned. So this is kind of like Jeopardy, but I'm not calling it Jeopardy. Each team will rotate players, and so you will be passing the buzzer. The player in control picks the category and the point value. After the question is read, all players have 5 seconds to buzz in. And then you have to give the answer in the form of a question, and your team can help you. Does that make sense? All right, for points, the higher the points, the more difficult the question, and the points awarded to the correct answer and deducted for the wrong answer. If your answer is wrong, other players can buzz in, and the team with the most points wins. All right, so all the teams have picked names already, right? Okay, pick a name and write it down to team captain. Okay, does everybody have a team?
Yeah.
Okay, if you're not in a team, make sure you're in a team. And you shouldn't be too far from your team captain. Naomi, can you help me with making
probably
sure
should.
We know who buzzed in last. Okay, what are your questions before we start?
So, we can buzz.
You, well, if you know the answer, you just buzz in. But if you think you need help from your teammates, just go ahead and let them talk. You know what I mean? Like, they can blurt out all they want, but you decide what you're going to say. If you have a buzz. Team captains, raise your hand. Okay, so. No.
No.
Okay, are you ready? We're live in 3, 2, 1.
This is Shepherdy. Click, search, and you will find. Here are today's contestants. A group of beautiful Bible-believing ladies, ready for the best game show of their lives. And now here is the host of Shepherdy, Blue Letter Bible Edition, Angela Greenberg.
Thank you for the great intro, AI lady. Welcome to Shepherdy. Today, your teams will compete to show me what you've learned about Blue Letter Bible. Are you ready to begin?
Yes.
I can't hear you. Are you ready to begin? Okay, blue team, what is your name? Team name. Who's blue? Blue?
BLB women.
Okay.
Are we blue?
I don't
know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. All right. Red team.
Yes.
Red team. What's your name?
The Blue Letter Bible Queens.
Okay, orange team.
Yeah, we're on azaleas.
All right, green team.
Berean Bible Babes.
The time to do that, I'm sure.
I don't know why my mouse is not working. Okay. All right, the categories are search me? Okay. To begin, I will choose a player to take control of the board. Control of the board means the player has the ability to choose the next question. After the entire question has been read out loud, the first player to buzz in can answer. If correct and in the form of a question, the player takes control of the board. Incorrect answers will deduct points from their score, and the other players can buzz in again to guess their answers. I wish I could figure out what's wrong with my mouse. Can you guys see it? Oh, now it's working. Okay, I'm gonna pick BLB women to go first.
About BLB for 100.
This is the color of the links to the Bible. It was first, Naomi. Okay, you tell.
Is it orange?
Who was first? Red?
Blue.
Okay, red?
Blue.
Blue, the answer is blue. Correct. All right. Go ahead. You have the board, Red. Oh, you guys need to switch users.
So here's the buzzer.
Okay. Oh. Category and the amount. Kathy.
About for 200.
Okay, this is the first version of the Bible launched in 1996. Okay, greens.
What is KJV?
The answer is, what is KJV? Very good. All right, you have it. You need to rotate players. Okay, tell me which category in.
Search me 200.
This is the button you click to filter your search. Okay, blue.
What is the search button?
What is advanced option? Green, you still have it? Rotate users? Rotate players? Okay, which one do you want to pick?
Numbers for 100.
This is the number of audio Bibles. Okay, red?
What is
13? What is
10? Okay.
Oops.
That was close.
Green, you still have it. Rotate players. Which one do you want?
Search me 100.
Okay. Let's enter your wager. How much of your amount do you want to wager?
All of it,
okay. Okay, so for the daily double, the player in control will be able to wager any number of their points to see if they can get the right answer. If correct and in the form of a question, the player earns that amount to score. No other players may guess at this time. Only green can play. This platform has limited search capability. Which platform is that?
What is iOS?
What is the Apple? Yeah, go ahead and give that to you. Yeah. Is that okay with everyone?
Yeah.
All right. Green, you still have it. This one?
Yeah.
This is the number of Bible versions. Anybody can play? Okay, which one is that?
Orange,
go ahead, Orange.
What is 19?
Oh, sorry,
I remember 19.
Okay. Minus. Okay, let me see if we have time. Do you guys want to do round two or go ahead and go to the final? We can go to final. All right, let's do the final. Okay, I don't have any prizes for you guys, so I want to remind you of Psalm 119, 162. All right, so the final answer, you're going to write Did everybody have a point?
No.
The category is advanced search. Let me see if it will let all of you. I think it's just going to be.
Only
you guys. All right. Yeah. Okay, so only you guys can play because you have a positive number. All right. And write down your wager. I don't know which one you are, so.
We're just
going to
wager it
all?
Yeah, go for it.
Worst cases. Yeah, one lost one.
Even if we end up with zero, we're still
right. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, just write it. Oh, I guess it doesn't matter. You're gonna wager all of it.
We're gonna wager all.
Okay.
Yes.
Write down your answer once I show it. So that's 400, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. All right. I guess I wasn't supposed to tell everybody. It's a secret. Mm-hmm. All right. All right, this is the case Boolean operators. This is the case Boolean operators must be to distinguish them from search words. You got 30 seconds. Knowledge of God, and the answer was no. And it was a slow process where I started out with just one verse at a time, maybe just one word at a time, looking things up. And that's how I got to where I'm at. I'm still kind of skipping one day or so, but I'm slowly working to every day. Maybe I'll skip a day because I'm, you know. Anyway, you guys know. So I'm going to give a shout out to Dr. Jack Farmer's class on Wednesday, 6:30 to 7:45. It's called How to Use Blue Letter Bible at room 1A129. So if you guys don't already go to that, consider going there if you want to learn more about Blue Letter Bible. So in summary, oh, did you want to see it? A129.
Broadcasted later?
It's, I think it's on the newsletter, but I don't know if it's broadcasted by people. I can ask them to say something about it on Sunday or something. So in summary, we did an audience warm-up where you showed me what you already know. We did a game show prep where I taught you a little bit of the easy to moderate presentation regarding BLB, and don't forget we have the challenging one within the presentation that I can email to you. And who has the paper with everybody's email? Okay, thank you. And then we did a game show. I'm sorry my mouse was not working at first, but I think there's also a game for the challenging one. So if you want to test your knowledge after going through the challenging one, there's a game on there as well. So the game show, we review what you've learned. The goal is to get into the Word using BLB as one of your resources. And at this time, Naomi will be handing out the Dig Deeper handouts that you can use when you're using BLB. I put these together because it's stuff that I learned after using BLB that's not on their website. So it helped me out to just put it on paper and not have to memorize stuff. And it's just on slides that I put together last year, actually. And for help on all features, go to blb.org/help.cfm. So just a reminder, this is a lifelong pursuit. We will never know God completely. The goal is to spend time with him daily. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon. You guys already know this. But it's a reminder. I know that when I'm reminded, I'm like, I already know this stuff, but it's so good to hear it again, right? Yeah. So build time as a priority. If you forget today, just start over tomorrow and maybe do it first thing in the morning. And I've been trying to do that so I don't forget. And then try to scramble and be like, give excuses to myself at the end of the day. Oh, I'm tired. I'm going to sleep. So form or join an accountability group. I'm actually in the group with Kathy and Dee, also Alita, on the text messaging. And then whenever we find something interesting through our study, we text each other. And it encourages each other as well, even though for some reason, if I didn't do a study that day and Dee sends me something or Kathy sends me something, it makes me feel like I actually got into the Word because I read from Dee's study. Like, yeah, it counts. I think it counts. So bonus, the more we get to know God, the more our appetite grows. So I want to close this with Psalm 19, 7 through 11. This lady has a YouTube channel where she said she felt convicted to memorize verses. So she started singing them and posting them on YouTube.
The Lord is perfect.